Okay, so I was not able to record other things that I'd wanted because I did not have the house to myself. So I am going to record a truck ramble, I guess, while I'm driving. So yeah, and I have the windows down because it is a beautiful, beautiful day outside. We have finally reached 80 degrees or 26 degrees Celsius. And I am absolutely loving it. I am wearing a bralette and a racer back tank top and some Hollister short shorts and a pair of sandals, and I'm just having the most greatest day ever. I had a wonderful morning, got to sleep for hours. I actually slept really good last night. It was weird. I haven't slept that much consecutively, and I honestly cannot remember how long. I slept probably, I'm trying to think, six hours maybe consecutively. I mean, I woke up at one point only to go back to sleep within like 10 minutes, so I don't really consider that, thing. But yeah, so I hope the driving part isn't too weird, like the wind noise and everything. I don't know, I feel like people would enjoy it because it's like riding with me in my truck. So I do drive an older truck. It's a little one. It's a Ford Ranger extended cab, if you look up what that looks like, I guess. She's my baby. I've totaled her once. Oh my gosh, there's a dead skunk. That smells awful. Welcome to Texas. And anyways, yes, I have been in a car accident. I ran into the back of someone. Which, I mean, teenage driving mistake, I guess. I totaled her, and she was in the shop for like 6 months. But that was because it was like a really crappy shop. So they took absolute, like, she was last on their list to fix, so that's why it took forever, and, like, they did a really shitty job, and, like, I mean, they did it, some parts they did better than others. Like, it wasn't all shitty. I mean, it was totaled after all, but, they messed up the alignment, so I totaled her so badly that it, like, locked the transmission up. And, basically when they had, like, fixed everything, they screwed up the alignment. So for, like, a month after we took it out of the shop, my steering wheel was crooked, even though my tires were straight. They had never properly aligned it. So I had to take it somewhere else to get aligned and pay for that. Overall, I paid, and it's really dumb because the truck is not worth that much, wasn't worth that much to begin with because it's an older truck. But anyways, I paid probably over $4,000 to fix it. And here's a really stupid thing. So, and not all my fault, not all my decision, partially my dad's. And since he's like the truck guy, and technically the truck is in his name, even though I drive it, I pay for insurance. Insurance is in my name. I'm supposed to be the only one who drives it. But anyways, so, because he made me put that money into it, which was dumb, was I'd rather had saved that money and gotten another car, but unfortunately I was told I had no choice in that matter. It was pay up, basically. So I've learned to love her and all of her flaws, which I was getting to. I have airbags, new airbags, because the airbags went off in the accident. But here is what is really stupid. I don't have the money for this now. I used to have a much better, well-paying job. Unfortunately, I do not anymore because that job was just ridiculous. The money was not worth the emotional damages that I was getting. So, quit that job. Didn't save any money because I was a stupid teenager who thought, oh, I'm not going to quit this job. It's so well paying. My pay is only going to increase, blah, blah, blah. Really stupid. It's kicking me in the ass now because now, I had two jobs. I quit one job because they were underpaying and overworking me. And so I'm looking for a second job. And then I also dog sit and babysit on the side, which, but I'm a hard worker. It's not that I don't like working. I love working. I mean, hard work outside. Like I said, I work with animals. So that's like walking 7 miles a day in the sun, in the heat. I mean, I don't mind it. I'm used to it. I like being outside. Obviously, like I said, it's 80 degrees. I am absolutely thrilled. My windows are down. Yeah, all of that. So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I have new airbags. However, if I get in a car accident now, my airbags will not go off because I would have to, for them to reconnect my airbags, I would have to go to the dealership and pay close to like $900, I believe it is, for them to connect it, because that's something only the dealership can do because it has to do with like the engine codes or something like that. So yeah, I basically can't get in another car accident, or at least a bad one, or my airbags don't go off. So that's definitely good incentive for me to drive safely, even though I've gotten a speeding ticket since then, which I have to handle. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I talked about this, want a Jeep, which isn't very good crash rating, but I love Jeeps, and I definitely want a soft top, I guess, not a hard top. To me, it's dumb to have a hard top Jeep unless you're not going to take the hard top off, which at that point, I'm like, why do you have a Jeep? Like, I don't know. I'd want to have the top off it all the time. All the time, because that's just me and my happiness. And I actually, oh my gosh, I saw like the coolest, it was a hardtop Jeep, but it was still really cool. This guy's Jeep was blue, and it was like electric blue, which the technical, I mean, I don't know what like his blue was called per se, but I know on like the Ford Mustangs, the color is called grabber blue. Grabber blue, in case you didn't understand what I said, sorry. I was focused on making my turn safely across traffic. Grabber blue, which I love that color blue. It is so bright and electrifying and gorgeous and definitely catches your attention. Obviously, I like the color blue. My eyes are blue. So, like, I could hate the color blue, I guess, just because my eyes are blue, but I don't. I love it. I love water. I love the ocean. So, yeah, which actually, super excited. So, because I'm so excited about summer, because I feel like in Texas, we, like, what's spring? We barely have spring. Spring lasts, like, a week. Pollen rains down on us, like, I don't even know a proper analogy. I'm thinking of, like, I was gonna say bloodshed for whatever reason, because I'm thinking, like, the end of the world, like, is raining blood, and I don't, what's with my mind? Who knows? No idea. No, fun thing, I tried alcohol this morning. I'm not even enough to get drunk. I don't even think it affected me, which, I mean, then I had drinks, very little, very, very little, probably 2 ounces of whiskey, and I'm trying to think how much vodka that was. A little less than 2 ounces of vodka. So definitely enough to taste it, enough to try it, because I've never had alcohol before, because I have, up until recently, been a very good law-abiding citizen and waiting until I'm 21 to legally drink, but my neighbors had a bunch of alcohol and I'm watching their dogs, and I said, fuck it, and wanted to try it. So I did, and I had whiskey and coke, and to me it's so dumb that whiskey tastes so minty. I don't like mint. I really don't like mint. I don't even like my toothpaste. Like, I don't like mint that much, and so drinking it was definitely like bleh. It was not, but with coke it was pretty good, although definitely more coke this time. But the whiskey was like this fancy pecan whiskey, and it, oh, aside from like the mint, it smelled so amazing, because I love pecans, because I am a true Texan, and the pecan tree is the tree of Texas, and love pecans. Love pecans. I can just set me under a pecan tree. I will sit there. I'll pick them off the ground and shell them and eat them. Love pecans. Yeah. I totally forgot where I was going with whatever I was talking about. Oh, the guy's Jeep. Okay, so it was blue. this is my... Okay. Trying to think about what I was seeing. It was blue. And it was all beagle. Okay, anyway, sorry. I'm getting distracted by people walking the dogs through this neighborhood. I'm driving here because I'm running errands. And I'm sorry for all these, like, bumps that I have no choice but to hit. Anyways, it was blue, and he had these cool details on the front of, like, wolves howling, and his license plate was literally, like a wolf howling. It was so cute, and he had, like, I'm guessing it's a he. It could have been a she. It could have been someone who doesn't identify with gender. I don't know. I'm sorry if y'all are getting offended. I hope y'all aren't. This is just me talking, okay? But, yeah, this person, maybe they're not a person. What if they're an alien? I don't know. I'm kidding. Even had a wolf stuffed animal on their dashboard. So cute. So freaking cute. It's adorable. I loved it. Definitely enough to, like, stick the image in my head. So adorable. But yeah, so I would love to get a Jeep. Soft top. Tan top. Definitely. And I want to be, like, super stereotypical blonde and get, like, a pink Jeep. I don't feel like turning here. I don't want to do that. And get it pink or some super girly color, like seafoam teal-ish kind of color, because I love bright colors. So yeah, or blue, because I like light blue. Yeah, I'm almost, like, turning into the bank now, because I got paid, which is good. Getting paid is always amazing. But unfortunately, like, 90% of my paycheck is going towards court fees at some point. So we'll see how this goes. So we're just at the bank. I'm wearing my charm bracelet, which I haven't worn in forever because I didn't know what happened to it. And then I pulled open this purse that I haven't used in a while, and I had zipped it up nice and safe in this purse. So I'm happy to find that. Actually, I realized yesterday I was getting ready for a family get together thing, lunch outing, and I need to put my license. And that I actually have not worn my jewelry in quite some time. I wear 3 rings, and, I do have this little necklace that I have on. Thank you! That I have on, like, 99% of the time. I don't take it off. It's this little, I don't know what kind of jewel it is. It's this little gunmetal looking jewel. And it's like a choker, I guess, but it's silver metal. It's not like fabric or anything, it's metal. So descript. Anyways, so yeah, I wear it 99% of the time. I had another one, and it was blue, because like I said, I love blue, but I wore it so much it caught on something and it broke. And the chain is so small that I haven't been able to fix it, and so I still have it. I haven't felt like taking it somewhere to see if they can fix it because I don't have the money to pay anyone. So until then, it just waits. But the new one that I have, this little black gunmetal-like one, I also have matching earrings to wear with it when I feel like it, when I feel like wearing earrings. But other than that, I have this other silver necklace that I used to wear all the time that has my name engraved on it. Because I'm not really going to tell the story, but anyways, my name is very important to me, and basically it had changed at one point, which is why my name is so important. And so I wear it, it's engraved. I got it from a distant aunt and uncle, and I wear this necklace so much that I've actually worn down part of the engraving, because that's how much I wear it. And then my charm bracelet, which, if you're not familiar with, thank you, you too. If you are not familiar with, I don't think it's just a South thing. I believe other states have them too, but there is this beautiful jewelry company called James Avery, which I love, and, sorry, I'm just, counting my money back, anyways, and they make charm bracelets, and they have the most adorable little charms, and so my charm bracelet is pretty full and heavy of them. And then I have one of the rings that I, old friend used to have. And I was on their website one day, and I saw that they were retiring the design, and that meant they were no longer going to make this ring anymore. And so I decided to bite the bullet and get it. I think a good investment, because it's all like pure all pure sterling silver jewelry. So definitely long lasting, can handle my wear and tear of life. Since, like I said, I wear stuff all the time, because I feel like if it can't last me, then what's the point? So that's what you hear jingle jangling. Mainly have all just plain silver charms. I do have a few. They have like these little color, like little A to B color ones. So like I have like with my graduation stuff from whenever I graduated high school, I have my school colors. And then I really want to get, I have a Labrador charm, and I really want to get two little black ones for my little black lab babies. So, yeah, that's, I don't know, I guess, intimate in a way, I don't know, just me. But yeah, that's pretty much the only jewelry I wear. But like, sometimes I get really annoyed with my charm bracelet because it is so chunky that like, when I'm having to type on my computer for an extended period of time, well, not even like an extended period of time, but sometimes like any length of time, if I'm in a bad mood, I take my bracelet off because it gets annoying because it's so chunky, and like, trying to type on my laptop, it keeps hitting it, and I feel like I annoy people with the sound, and I don't like bothering people because I don't like it when people annoy me with their random sounds, like when people sit there and click the pen, or when people tap the desk with the pen, like stupid shit like that really annoys the hell to me. And so when I catch myself doing something that I feel like could possibly annoy someone, I'm like, wait a second, you know, and I definitely try to quit that behavior. So I'm almost at the grocery store because I need to run in and buy some food for my dogs because, I am really weird. Not really weird. I feed them raw meat. And it's something that I've done extended research on. I've known people personally who have done it and seen the results. So I definitely agree with it. I've already seen the results with my own dogs, actually, so I think it's an amazing thing, because one of my poor babies, there's a fire truck here, and I hope they are just shopping, because I don't want to deal with any problems. One of my babies has had extensive allergy problems, and at one point, actually, okay, I'm going to turn this into another ramble because I'm trying to park and I won't be able to talk while I'm walking around. I mean, not that I won't be able to, but I'm not going to because it's going to be a tad bit awkward. And there's no parking spaces over here, so that's a cart return. Let's see. They're waiting on someone. We're going to drive down the next aisle. This grocery store that I go to is so busy all the time. Yeah, you are driving the wrong direction. Thank you very much. I hate when people give you a look and I'm just like, you're driving the wrong direction down the aisle. So that's on you. That's not on me. Don't act like it's me. But yeah, I'll turn the dog food discussion into another example, I guess, in case you feel like listening to what I feed my dogs, because I don't know, I like talking about it and it's kind of gross. Like, I feed them like raw organs and stuff. I mean, I can handle it. I have a strong stomach. Oh, here. Back up. But yeah. So, that is that. Tex is now at, wow, none of these people can fucking bark today. Excuse my language. Is now at the grocery store. And she will chit-chat later. So, thank you for listening. Hope the car noise isn't too bad. Yeah, have a great day.